Mpumalanga's finger on the pulse of current affairs. It's Rise FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Indeed, you are now on Rise FM in 60 Minutes. I'm joining on the line by the Economic Freedom Fighters chairperson, Colin Sidibe. He joins us after the party has rang an alarm, expressing profound outrage and disappointment over the ongoing lack of police station in the Muloto village here in the province of Mpumalanga. He joins us in conversation to reflect and somewhat look into that point that they've raised, I mean, ringing that particular alarm, and he joins us in conversation. Babu Sidibe, good evening. Always great pleasure talking to you.
Good evening, my brother, and good evening to all the listeners of Rise FM.
How big of an issue is this non-police station in the Muloto area? What do you gather from what the community has raised from not having the police station?
Yeah, we, in the sixth administration and the fifth administration and the fourth administration, we had the TLP taking legislation to the people in that area of Temisiliadi, Muloto and Mpumalanga and Kwagga Fonte. And one of the issues that the community there raised with the legislature, with the members of the legislature, was that the issue of crime is affecting them very high, and the lack of police station there is a problem for them, because criminals have taken over their streets. They do as they wish. And as we speak, there are these things called stalkers, gangsters called Ama E20, robbing people of their belongings, even in the taxi rank, making people to lie and demand 50 rand, getting into their houses, taking TVs, not during sleep, by pointing a gun and everything. And they are not protected by anyone. The government is not there to protect them, and they don't know where to go, who to cry to. The nearest police station in Kwagga Fonte does not have sufficient cars. Some cars that are there are as well without, are not roadway. Many buses are not renewed. Some they don't have tires. They are just parked there. So, it's a hell of a crisis in the police service, and we raised this thing with the civilian secretariat, the Department of Community Safety and Security, that we need to intervene, and at least while making plan and putting budget for building a new police station, put a satellite police station, not only in Muloto, but in many areas that are highly affected by crime or high crime rate areas, because we know them in the villages, in Komazi, in Bushbuck Ridge, Mariti, and everywhere. But the department is mum and it's not doing anything. As a result, people are dying, people are being robbed, people are being raped, and their belongings being taken daylight, because the criminals have taken over, and there's no law to protect them.
Yes, quite unfortunate. But I'm glad that you say that it was raised in previous administrations, since from the fourth administration. We are now on the seventh administration. And in the seventh administration, you've got one of the fighters, Honorable Ngrai Ngwenya. He sits on that committee, portfolio committee, looking after the Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison. And you also are his alternate. Have you raised this issue within the department now in the seventh administration, just for them to lobby the department, or rather the police department, nationally, and even just the security cluster, to ensure that there is somewhat of a satellite, if not the entire or a fully built police station in that area?
Yes, we did. But remember, in administration, there is this thing called successor in law.
Sure.
It is when you take over from your predecessor, you take over with everything that is left in the table, is left in the couples, and then you continue there. That's why there is this thing called handover.
Sure.
Because the previous administration, the MECs, did handovers to this new administration. And most of them, they've been there in the sixth administration, and they've been there in those TLPs. They hear the people on their own, more especially the current MEC for Safety and Security, Honorable Masie. So we have raised it, we always raise it as EFF because we are the mouthpiece of the people, we are the eyes and ears. But in this case, they themselves hear the people crying about this thing.
Yeah, you know, what do you think is the reason of the police station not being there? Now they've heard it. I mean, you say rightfully that even MEC Masie now, when he was just an MPL in the legislature, he did go to, you know, the areas of Thembisile and the local municipality around the sixth administration. He heard the people himself. Why is he now not prioritizing this, in your understanding? And why somewhat there's a stagnation around the police station being, you know, materialized in that area?
That's the character of the ruling party, the ANC. They don't take people serious. They don't take issues of the people very serious. They don't prioritize our people. They are just lucky because they are being voted. But that's why they survive slightly with 1%. Because people are fed up. They've seen and they're tired with their lives.
Mm.
Because, excuse me, I don't know what will make the department to set aside the budget to put satellite police stations in areas that are highly affected by crime.
Mm.
Then the citizens are on their own. We are on autopilot. We can't defend our people. What kind of a government is that? And when the people take the law into their own hands, they are the first to be arrested. But what must they do? Because the police are not coming to the party. They are not defending them. They are not there. There's no visible policing. There are no cars that are moving at night so that maybe the criminal can be scared that, hey, once we do crime here, we can be arrested or killed. It's silence because there are no police, enough police officers, not enough police cars. To say the least.
Yeah, it's quite unfortunate that the CDB, and I must say that is not really prioritized. Please allow me to also, now that I have you on the line, to also look into your organizational issues. I mean, if you may.
Yeah, what organizational issues? I'm ready for any question. Yes.
No, that's fine. You've released a statement somewhat pledging allegiance to the CIC, Julius Malema. Was that a view of the provincial structure or the view of the chairperson?
The chairperson of the EFF is the provincial spokesperson and the head of communications.
Sure.
So that statement represents the organization, but through my contact, because I'm the head of communication, I'm the spokesperson. So that's the position of the EFF. If you follow up many tweets, many members are renewing their membership and they are also pledging their support to the president and the organization, not only from Mpumalanga, but all over the province. You can follow up Limpopo, Eastern Cape, Northwest, everyone. It's like that. So that is an indication of, or to tell our members and supporters that where we are currently and what are we up to, and that we are still intact and focused, and we are soldiering on.
Yeah.
Amidst the dark cloud that befallen us the past days.
Sure. You know, I'm glad that you're saying people are renewing their memberships. You know, we as members of the media have been alerted that you are losing members, or you have lost a couple of members in Chief Albert Luthuli local municipality, and those have since joined the MK party. Did they formally resign? Do you know? And how many people have you lost thus far to the MK party if they have formally resigned from the party?
Well, I know of only two members from Ward 9, Chief Albert Luthuli, and I know them very well, those members. But I cannot say in their majority. That has been happening since the establishment of the EFF. We had people joining us and going back to ANC, some going to DA. It's not new with the MK. We have left a lot of members, but we're still soldiering on. And worse here in Mpumalanga, we grew even with an exodus of members to other parties, and we're still determined that we are still going to grow. We are going to grow to the drawing board, branch by branch, build them nicely afresh, and be ready for 2026 elections. And then we are going to emerge victorious. That's what I'm sure, because EFF is here to stay. We are not going anywhere. And no EFF is there, no individual, sorry to say, is above the EFF. Whether the president leaves tomorrow and so forth, we still remain, and the ground forces will remain, the volunteers will remain, and we are continuing to be engaged in the cause for economic freedom in our lifetime.
Maybe on a lighter note, have you received that 3 a.m. call from your CIC? He did say that many provinces will be getting it. When are you getting yours?
Not yet, because the call will come from him, but we're waiting for it and we're ready for it.
Without a doubt. Dada Sedibe, really appreciate you making time to speak to us.